This year marks the 400th anniversary that the Pilgrims arrived in what is now Plymouth, Massachusetts. The event had been celebrated and taught in schools as the origin of what would become the United States in Thanksgiving. But many Native Americans say Thanksgiving Day is a reminder of the slaughter of millions of indigenous people and the theft of their lands by outsiders. 50 years ago, the United American Indians of New England declared Thanksgiving a national day of mourning, and it's a tradition that continues today. And for more, we're joined by Keisha James, the granddaughter of one of the founders of the National Day of Mourning. Welcome, Keisha.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. Your grandfather, as I mentioned, helped start the National Day of Mourning. After he was asked to give a speech 50 years ago to commemorate the 350th anniversary of Plymouth, tell us the story of what happened that led to your grandfather's speech.
Sure. So the Pilgrim descendants decided that they wanted to hold a banquet to commemorate the 350th anniversary of the landing of the Mayflower, and they wanted a Wampanoag man to speak at the banquet. They invited my grandfather under the condition that he would provide an advance copy of his speech. They gave the excuse that they wanted to check it for spelling and grammatical errors, but really they wanted to check it for content. He went away, he wrote his speech, he came back, he gave it to them, and they told him that he absolutely, under no circumstances, could give the speech that he was planning on giving, and they offered to write him a different speech. They were quite angry about the speech he wrote because it told the truth about Thanksgiving. It didn't praise the Pilgrims, and of course, his job was really to be praising the Pilgrims. That's why they asked him. So he refused to give the edited speech that they wanted him to give. And he and a group of supporters instead got together, and on November 27th, 1970, they met atop Coles Hill in Plymouth, and that's when the first National Day of Mourning took place.
You've spent your whole life understanding Thanksgiving to be this National Day of Mourning. How do you honor this day, and tell us what it means to you?
Sure. So I'm 21 years old, and I've been going to National Day of Mourning for 21 years. And for many of us, National Day of Mourning takes on a religious significance. Where we'll actually fast from sundown before the day of National Day of Mourning to sundown on National Day of Mourning. And it's really a time to remember my ancestors and what they went through and the genocide that took place on these shores. And it's also a wonderful time of Indigenous unity. We have Indigenous people from all over the world speaking at National Day of Mourning. So it's just a wonderful time to get together with Indigenous brethren and sort of commemorate our ancestors and look toward the future.
This year is going to be different because of the pandemic. What are you all doing this year?
So this year, you're correct, is quite different. Some of us will still be at Coles Hill at noon on Thanksgiving Day, and there will be a live stream of speeches on the Hill. I will be giving a speech. A few other people will be giving a speech, but the bulk of the content this year is pre-recorded and asynchronous, and it will feature Indigenous people from all over the world. We have a wonderful lineup, people from South America, Canada, various tribes in the United States, various struggles. So, for example, one of the Canadian struggles that we will have someone speaking about is the sort of disputes over lobster trapping up in Mi'kmaq. So that's sort of one of the struggles we will be highlighting this year.
As part of the ceremonies that you're having, are you all talking at all about COVID-19 and the impact on Native communities?
Yes, we will be having a speaker from Navajo because the Navajo Nation has been hit probably the hardest of the tribal nations with COVID. And I think everyone's speech will probably have some sort of COVID-19 element woven in because Indian country has really been hit the hardest in the country.
Mm-hmm. This has really become an international day of mourning to really remember Indigenous peoples all over the world. You know, it's been said that our country right now is in the midst of a racial reckoning, and we've been questioning our relation to power, and this definitely extends to celebrations like Thanksgiving. What would you have non-Native people do on this day in ways that center Indigenous people?
So I would first say educate yourself, educate your children, if you have them, your siblings, sort of whoever's in your life, educate them about the real history of Thanksgiving. and try to divorce your Thanksgiving celebrations from the Thanksgiving mythology. So no more pilgrims and Indians, no more teaching your children about the first Thanksgiving as we learn it in public school, where it was a friendly meal. And also really try to take a minute to learn about the tribe whose land you're on, and their struggles, and if you can financially donate to those struggles. But really just try to make Thanksgiving not the only day you think about Indigenous people out of the year.
Have you had a chance to talk with non-Indigenous people about this? Because so much of America's identity is tied up in this story. This is one of the foundational stories of America. But as we learn more about our history, we're learning that the day was not this day that we've been taught in schools. What have people been telling you as they've come into this consciousness?
So there are really sort of two schools of thought people fall into, where there are some people who are very receptive because over the years they've sort of understood that most of what they've been taught is a lie. For example, Christopher Columbus, his legacy was far more brutal than is taught in schools. They've sort of had to come to a reckoning that they're perhaps not taught the truth in school, and so they're quite open to learning about the truth of Thanksgiving. But unfortunately, there is a pretty significant chunk of the country that doesn't want to face the truth. And so we get comments from people sort of saying, why do you want to ruin this day? Like, just let people eat dinner with their family type thing. And of course, we always say that we're not against Thanksgiving as a concept. You know, I have nothing wrong with people getting together with their friends and family and eating a meal together. You know, that's not the part of Thanksgiving I object to. It's the Thanksgiving mythology. And so we're essentially extending our hand to these people and saying, here's the truth. If you want to learn the truth and accept the truth, come with us. And unfortunately, some people don't want to take our hand because they're committed to dying on the wrong side of history.
As we mentioned, this all began with the speech your grandfather wrote. Would you mind sharing part of it with us now before you go?
Sure. So I have chosen an excerpt at the very end of the speech, and he says, "Today we must work towards a more humane America, a more Indian America, where men and nature once again are important, where the Indian values of honor, truth, and brotherhood prevail. You, the white man, are celebrating an anniversary. We, the Wampanoags, will help you celebrate in the concept of a new beginning. It was the beginning of a new life for the Pilgrims. Now, 350 years later, it is the beginning of a new determination for the original American, the American Indian. There are some factors concerning the Wampanoags and other Indians across this vast nation. We now have 350 years of experience living amongst the white man. We can now speak his language. We can now think as the white man thinks. We can now compete with him for the top jobs. We're being heard. We are now being listened to. The important point is that along with these necessities of everyday living, we still have the spirit. We still have the unique culture. We still have the will and, most important of all, the determination to remain as Indians. We are determined, and our presence here this evening is living testimony that this is only the beginning of the American Indian, particularly the Wampanoag, to regain the position in this country that is rightfully ours."
Keisha, when you read those words, what does it feel like? What goes through your mind?
I think it's that our ancestors were very much fighting the same fight we're still fighting today, where part of it gives me hope because this is a visionary speech. It's envisioning a better America, a better world for Native Americans. But at the same time, you know, my grandfather's vision has still not come true 50 years after the speech. And so it just reminds me that we have a lot of work to do. We still have a long way to go for Native Americans to reclaim our proper place in this country.
That's Keisha James reading an excerpt of her grandfather's speech from 1970 on the National Day of Mourning. Keisha, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.